Well, of course, we all get excited for Fridays. We're almost there. It's Friday Eve. Mini Friday. Thursday now, the ninth day of December 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Do you remember the Las Vegas shooting? It's actually impressive if you do, because bizarrely, it's not something the press or the government ever really wants to talk about. 59 people died in that shooting, including Stephen Paddock. Yet now, for 4 years later, we have no motive. Despite taking place at a massive country music concert, there's very little footage of the shooting itself. And then there's how the government and the left reacted. We know this to be true. Normally, the left tries to capitalize on every shooting to launch a crusade against guns and strip away rights. Sandy Hook, Stoneman Douglas, El Paso, and so on. Anytime they can, the press frames a shooter as motivated by white supremacy. But Stephen Paddock was white, and they didn't really bother with that narrative. Other than a quick push to ban bump stocks, there was really very little chatter about Vegas. It's like everyone just wanted to move on really quickly. And so, unsurprisingly, a lot of people have been asking a lot of questions ever since. Questions like, did Paddock really act alone? Or did he have accomplices that got away? Is there really no discernible motive except for a 64-year-old man deciding to exit the world in an act of suicidal nihilism? Could there be a reason the government does not want people focusing more attention on this particular mass shooting? This doesn't require the attack to be a false flag or anything like that. I mean, even incompetence would be enough. In 2015, two Muslim terrorists tried to shoot up a Muhammad cartoon contest because an FBI operative egged them on. When they arrived to conduct the shooting, the FBI was literally trailing their car. Instead of assisting in stopping them, the agent fled and their involvement only came out later. Or remember Fast and Furious. That was Barack Hussein Obama's program to intentionally let smugglers take guns back into Mexico, ostensibly so they could track gun trafficking networks. Instead, they simply lost track of the guns, one of which was then later used to murder a Border Patrol agent. After this happened, the Obama administration then used the gun trafficking it had enabled to argue for more gun control. We bring all this up simply to make it clear that our government is perfectly capable of involving itself in the murder of Americans, whether it's through sheer incompetence or ideologically motivated malice. Mindy Robinson is a conservative activist and a former congressional candidate. She's recently made a hobby out of going to political events in Nevada to heckle politicians and demand the return of the rights that we've had stripped away over the last 3 years. Mindy's also a pedophile hunter, which we can get with that, and the producer of Route 91 Exposé, which aims to tell the real story of the Vegas shooting and an alleged FBI cover-up related to it. Mindy joins us now. Mindy, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's not a lot of topics people want to talk about are those two. So
apparently,
thank you.
And you've been banned on social media for talking about the Vegas shooting. What is it that gets you banned?
Well, actually, I lost my Twitter for election fraud. I'm censored on Telegram for being dangerous. I'm restricted on IG for talking about dangerous vaccines. And I'm in permanent Facebook jail for, I don't know, I think they got me 13 times this year. So
join the club.
I'm down to gap.
We're in all of those same lockup facilities. But let's talk about the Vegas shooting. And when you so-called heckle politicians, which is a word that I love to use, and I think that they should be heckled more often, what is the driving force, the narrative that you're trying to expose to make sure that everybody is aware of what happened in that awful occurrence?
Well, I live in Vegas. I've lived out here 8 years. I was supposed to be at that concert. I'm a country music fan. My friends were there. My peers were there. And I was traveling when it happened. So I was incommunicado for about 10 hours. I landed in Sweden. My phone blows up. Everyone thinks I'm there and I'm dead because they haven't heard from me. So it's very close to home. I kind of feel like a ghost, you know, investigating this. But within 2 weeks, it had dropped from the news cycle. Within 2 weeks, and there was so much other stuff going on. But just living here and then being stuck at home for a year, you know, during COVID, you're talking to people. And everyone knows something wrong happened. And I don't know what happened, what the main goal or the target was, I can guess. But I do know the government covered it up. And I feel like that's why they forced it out of the news cycle. There were too many holes that they couldn't answer. And they were digging holes for themselves. They changed the timeline 3 times off things that are easily checkable on camera. There's a lot of things wrong with this that I think if the American public knew, man, they trust the government even less than they do now this year.
I don't know that governmental trust is at the top of people's lists right now. I know that it's not shattering the meters. I can tell you that. The government has rolled out the dangerous shots that you alluded to. They're now forcing five-year-olds to take them in New York before they're allowed to dine in a restaurant. And these things are causing unprecedented amount of death and catastrophic injury, permanent incapacitations, spontaneous abortions. They're awful. They're a bioweapon. And we've exposed that, which is why we're at a lot of the same lockup facilities that you are on social media. But you say that there's an FBI cover-up in relation to this. Are you speaking to something specific or just the unanswered questions?
Oh, my. There's so much. Like, I've always kind of been into this stuff, but I've been digging for a solid 5 months. I'm still getting sent information. Yesterday, today, I'm still getting sent information that I've never heard about before. And there's a lot of things wrong with this. And as of right now, the documentary, the expose is probably about an hour and 45 minutes of just straight up things I don't think anyone knows about.
Give us the example there's of some
so
things that
much
nobody knows.
Wrong with it. Well, for instance, like the door locks, they're automatic. So you know when they open and close, you've got two rooms. You got the big room and the small room. They're opening from the inside at the same time twice the day of the shooting. How is he not alone? There are three women registered to that room. They knew 1 o'clock in the morning that night. There were three women registered to that room. We don't know their names. They never interviewed with them. What's going on here? Why would you do that? You have no motive, but you can't even do basic investigative stuff. This is the most surreal town in the world, and I'm supposed to believe we just don't have the footage. Really? We just don't have the footage in Las Vegas.
I think there's probably a camera every foot in Las Vegas. I don't think there's anywhere that you can go without being on camera, including all of the ATMs, which we know that they were set up at that concert as well. Do you think that this is incompetence on the part of the FBI, or do you believe that there was some sort of involvement? Do you think that this guy was, Paddock was an FBI operative?
I don't know. I think he was doing a bad gun deal. I think that was his shtick, and I think he laundered the money through game. Just looking at everything that I've laid out these last few months, it looks like a gun deal gone bad. If this was this guy's big hurrah, and he was going to go down in a blaze of glory, and he's worth $5 million, but he can't put scopes on these guns that he was using. You know, he had the eyes of an eagle. There's so much wrong, and there's so much they didn't investigate, and there's so much they covered up, and there's evidence that doesn't make sense. I mean, their whole thing is that Paddock locked himself in his room, right? But there's two different pictures in the preliminary report and the final report of the deadbolt open and closed. So which is it? When you got cops messing with evidence or someone, then I got, where's the hard drive? His hard drive's removed from the laptop. It just walks off. His house gets broken into and they blame, oh, it was unlocked and the wind blew it open. It is the most insultingly bad excuses that we've been given as to why this investigation wasn't done properly. And I think the only reason the FBI would go this far to cover it up and not interview people and not give us the footage and not be honest, you know, they knew by the next day that there were people registered to that room and they knew the timeline, everything, and they lied. So what's going on here? The only reason they would cover that up is because they were in on it. And I can't think of another reason. And that's kind of disgusting. As a patriot, I love my country, but man, I'm really not happy with my government.
No, I mean, and we look at January 6th, for example, agent provocateurs, FBI agents embedded into that whole setup on the 6th of January. And it would appear that our federal law enforcement agencies are actually poised more like the KGB to work against us. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. When you think about it, we're as suppressed and censored and banned as me and you are on social media because we have dissenting opinions, but they can't get pedophiles off, can they? They protect those people. They can't go after those people. They go after parents at school boards. They go after anyone that goes after them. That's why they didn't care. BLM can burn down cities for 4 years and loot targets. But if us peasants stepped in their hollowed halls because the cops let us in, you know, we sit in jail and rot for a year without rights. It's so obvious that I really hope normies are waking up to this because it's going to get worse.
It's absolutely disgusting. It's alarming that we live in this country. My dad served this country in Vietnam. So did my father-in-law. One of my best friends, he's like a brother to me. Blood wouldn't bring us closer together. Served multiple tours in Iraq and in Saudi Arabia and in Kuwait. And then, you know, we have all the Afghanistan brothers that served in that endless calamity that was a complete disaster where we donated $700 billion of the most technologically advanced war equipment to our enemy. Now we're looking at another military intervention because apparently we're supposed to protect the borders and the sovereignty of the borders of Ukraine, but we can't even protect our own borders here as we allow millions of criminal aliens to just enter into our country unchecked, unvetted. They're coming from Syria. They're coming from Pakistan. These are people who hate America, but they just let them right on in and then use airlines like United, who, by the way, is mandating the vaccine for all of their pilots that are ending up losing their flight status because they're sick from the bioweapon shots. But they're using United Airlines to then ship these people all over to the interior of our country and set up terror cells all over the place. All of this stuff is known by the intelligence agencies in this country. All of this, all of the federal law enforcement agencies in our government are absolutely 100% aware of this. And they think that we're just dummies, that we don't know that this is going on. But I would be willing to bet that there is dirty bombs in this country that are ready to go off, and that there is a rising of kinetic warfare that's about to happen either in this country or real close to it, at a time very soon as this descent continues to build and more questions are left unanswered. Do you think I'm overstating that?
No, I think we got sold out. The way our entire political system is set up, we allowed corporations and foreign interests to come in and take control, which is why you see the America Last going on. It's everything but America. Of course, they're going to send us to die for another country, but they don't care about our borders. They want us to fail. We are under attack. And I don't think people realize it. Like, this is an illegitimate regime. When you can scream Russia, Russia, Russia about a fake dossier for 4 years, but I'm a domestic terrorist because I don't believe boxes of Biden votes fall out of the sky in the middle of the night with no, and they're all fake ballots. I mean, it just says Biden, the paper's wrong, all this stuff. We're not even allowed to question that. And I always, whenever you're not allowed to question something, you have to look into it more. And I think that's what everyone else has to wake up to. I mean, you're not going to find the truth on Facebook. You're not going to find it in the mainstream. You're not going to find it on Fox, really. They walk a fine line right there. You know, we have to wake up. And I think people are, because everyone's affected by this vaccine. I don't know anyone that died of COVID, but I know people that the hospital killed when they went in there with COVID. And I know people that died from the vaccine. And that's just me. That's everybody now. And when you look, and I'll sneak on Facebook and I'll look and they'll try to do some pro-vaccine thing. All the comments are like, my face is paralyzed, my mom is dead. They can't do this anymore. It's normal people. That's not conspiracy theory, you know, which is coming true this year everywhere. You know, these, everyone's affected by this, and I don't think they can hide it anymore. And I think they're going to panic, and I really worry about what they're going to unroll next on us.
We're
they're
trying to think about what they're doing. Weaken of a storm our healthcare in Las Vegas system. Right now, but
take pilots to take it at the military.
Yeah, we're having some delay trouble. Issues and a connection issue because of your the storm that's going on in Las Vegas right now. But where can people find the Route 91 expose?
I'm going to release it in about a week. It'll be on Gab, where I know they can't take it down. So and then from that, everyone's welcome to rob it and share it and put it on all their media. I'm just doing this for the truth.
Yeah, we encourage people to steal our stuff all the time.
There. Okay, yeah, sorry.
No problem at all. Yeah, we love it. We love it. Screen record it, pirate it, bootleg it, download it, share it however you can. We encourage people to do that with the information on this show all the time. That's how the truth is getting out there. So we love it. And Gab TV is amazing. Andrew Torba is an amazing Christian and lover of Jesus and a believer in free speech. That's the United States-based company. We're all in on Gab. Are you on Gab? Where can people follow
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's American AF Mindy. I post a lot of good stuff, and it's nice being able to post whatever you want. It's very freeing, and I suggest that if you want to see the articles and the news, get on there, because it's a lot less depressing when you realize you're not the minority.
Exactly.
That's just the mainstream news lying to you.
I agree 100%. Mindy Robinson, thank you so much for being here. We'll have you back again soon.
Thanks.
Don't be that guy waiting till the last minute to get your Christmas shopping done. You'll be the guy in the 24-hour store on Christmas Eve. Oh, I gotta look at like this. It's gotta look like it was something that was thoughtful. It's gotta be something more personalized than this. Your options are gonna be nil. Take advantage of it right now. There is a sock for everybody at steponsocks.com. Whether it's the original globalist version stepping on Obama and Clinton and Fauci and Gates and Pelosi and Biden, or whether it's the Free Our Kids sock, the runner-up to my favorite, which is the Trust in God sock, or how about the Freedom Forever sock? There is literally a sock for everybody. It's a thoughtful gift, and these are high quality, 100% Patriot designed, all cotton socks. You're gonna want these things on your feet. And the gift that you give, I'm telling you, people are gonna smile, they're gonna chuckle, they're gonna be conversation starters, and they're red pillars. That's what they really are. Go to steponsocks.com right now and find the perfect three-pack for your friend, your neighbor, your loved one, your teacher, whatever it is. Get your favorite three-pack right now that's going to hit close to home for that person. Get multiple three-packs. $17.76 for a three-pack. Plus, there's silver at steponsocks.com, as well as a variety of different flags. You're going to love all of the gift ideas that you find when you go to steponsocks.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Well, the magical new Omicron variant of coronavirus has, like clockwork, restarted this frenzy for lockdowns and restrictions all around the world. The UK has vaccine passports now. In Austria, they're seriously considering booting down doors, forcefully making entry into people's dwellings and force jabbing them. Germany, of course, is locking down all unvaccinated people. In New York City, they're requiring all children ages 5 and up to get the jab if they want to go to restaurants or just about anywhere else. Folks, remember, this is for a disease that children face statistically zero danger from, and which they're largely incapable of even spreading. But that's the pattern that we're in now. The left can't come clean on the bioweapon, so they're tripling down. They're becoming more obsessed than ever with more shots in more arms. And you better believe if a third dose doesn't cut it, whatever their objective is, they'll start mandating 4 and 5 and more. They'll vaccinate newborns. They'll vaccinate their pets, their dogs, their cats. They'll water their houseplants with these shots. And that means, of course, that they'll be more frenzied than ever about silencing anyone that shares dissenting viewpoints on these shots. Dr. Ariana Love of Finland has been one of our leading guests on the question of whether graphene oxide is in these vaccines. She's recently shared some upsetting news with us. Dr. Andreas Nowak, the German doctor who claims to have found microscopic nano razors within a vaccine sample, has died just days after his most recent findings. What could the implications of his sudden demise be? Dr. Ariana Love joins us now. Dr. Love, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
God bless you, Stu.
So, when we speculated, or you had mentioned that Dr. Nowak had died, we heard, nope, that's fake news. He's still very much alive. You're now insisting you can confirm that he's dead just days after sharing, going public with the fact that he found these razor blades inside of these so-called safe and effective vaccines.
Right. I received the personal invitation to his funeral. It had, you know, personal, it had names, phone numbers, emails, personal contact information, and the location of his funeral. It's real. He is deceased. Of course, that's not for public viewing, but I sent it over to your staff. Then a source on the ground in Austria called the hospital, that hospital confirmed that he is deceased, and he died there in the hospital. So Dr. Nowak is dead. There was an electrical outage that night and the night that he blew the whistle. And this is evidence of potentially directed energy weapons being used. So I wanted to just mention that. And then on December 3rd, there was a video released anonymously of dark field microscopy showing the graphene hydroxide nano razor blades. And they were zoomed in all the way onto the individual razor blades. They look exactly like razor blades. It was dubbed in German, so it very well could be related to his work. That's groundbreaking. And of course, the mainstream media is going to be silent. All right, then I'm going to share some things from the patents. This is Dr. Zandra Botha. Remember, she found those disc-like nanostructures?
Yes, of course.
Well, those in the patents, in the Pfizer patent, it's called microbeads. And in the Moderna, it was microbubbles and microspheres. They're the same thing. Then Dr. Pablo Campra mentioned nanobiosensors. These are in the DARPA patent that names T-shaped microfluidic biochips. So they are biochips. Now, I wanted to talk also about the quantum dots, because this is very important. Moderna and Pfizer patents mentioned the quantum dots. These are made from graphene oxide as well. This is more proof that graphene oxide is in the shots. So quantum dot is used for, get this, DNA barcoding and ownership of humans. It's branding using CRISPR-Cas9 technology. The quantum dot patent application was granted on June 8th, 2021, very recently. So they've been trying to hide this. They didn't want it public. All right. It's a marker gene for bioimaging and biotracking of humans. The quantum dots are color-based markers. They're tiny artificial atoms that are created chemically in a lab.
Who's behind this patent, by the way?
Well, I'm going to get into that in just a second.
All right.
They're fusing two atoms together. Get this. This is mind-blowing. It's like total sci-fi. They're fusing two atoms together to create an artificial molecule. So they have created a new programmable matter that can be reprogrammed anytime and controlled externally from AI. So this is like playing gods and altering God's creation and creating a whole new reality. Now, these quantum dots, they have luciferous, which is insect DNA, jellyfish DNA, glowworm DNA. Those are all being transfected into human cells for tracing and barcoding. This is cross-species genomics. They're creating a new species from humans. This technology was developed at the Hebrew University in occupied Jerusalem. This technology is patented and owned by Yisum, a technology transfer company of the Hebrew University, and owned by Nanosys, which is headquartered in Silicon Valley, California. These two companies are sublicensing the technology worldwide. So there are 60 additional quantum dot patents that don't expire until 2030. Yisum business partners include Boston Scientific, Google, ICL, Intel, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Microsoft, Novartis, and many more. Samson is also partnered with Nanosys. Moderna's patents are owned by Israel. Pfizer's patents are owned by Israel. Their CEOs are both Israeli. So who's your daddy, right? These are the patent holders. They have the vested interest in barcoding and enslaving humanity and branding humans like cattle. So based on the patents, we know that they're going to use this technology for and why they need it in you, and either by injection, masks, nasal swabs, hand sanitizer, or aerial spraying. Now, Klaus Schwab said that the hydrogels would be in everything by the end of the year. That's now. The hydrogels are made from graphene oxide. They contain the entire weapon system, the mRNA cloning technology. Fauci and the NIH funded the hydrogels, which are skin penetrating and can be disseminated by aerial spraying. InfoWars covered this. They are literally saturating human beings with the hydrogels to genetically modify them for patentability. This is the Israeli state, CCP, Chinese Communist Party, the elites and many more. You know, they want to monitor our biometric data in order to know who is their eligible property and who isn't yet. And they want everyone barcoded.
So there's no escaping this, is what you're saying. In other words, if I choose not to go and get this shot, which I absolutely am choosing not to do, they're going to have to kill me. They're not going to give me this shot. Same goes for my kids. But I'm not going to escape it because it's in the air. It's sprayable and it's in everything else that penetrates my skin. So no matter what, I'm going to get this computing system, this barcode. I'm going to be trackable and traceable.
Yeah, that's what it appears to be. But there's hope. I mean, there is a supplement that can repair and restore damaged DNA. It can turn genes back on. To what extent, I don't know, but it's reversing the coagulation cascade within minutes. There is hope for people. There is hope for people who are vaxxed. We have to continue to detoxify and stay on a protocol that works with our body to give us the defense we need. So there are substances that exist, and I'm helping people with that.
All right. Do you want to give any information as to where people can find any of this stuff?
Yeah, my email is metanutrients@mailfence.com. That's M-E-M-A-T-A, metanutrients. And I can give that email to you. All right. You can put it in the show notes.
Yeah. Listen, I don't like blackpilling. I don't like saying that things are hopeless, but you're saying that they're not hopeless, right? That people
are not hopeless.
Okay. So
we've got my cross. I'm working with doctors worldwide. Okay. These are frontline doctors. These are people at the top of their field. And we are getting results. Some doctors are getting results when they use the natural protocols. And so I'm guiding people to those, and I'm still researching all the time.
Yeah, because we're not going to give up. We're on team God. We're on team Jesus. We win. We know that. The good book says that. We know how the book ends. We're on the right team. So we're not going to give up. We're going to fight this thing like hell until the absolute very end. And in Jesus' name, we are going to win this. I mean, this is, This is not going to happen. Our kids are not going to be ownable property by any government anywhere. Our kids are children of God. That's who they belong to. Dr. Arianna Love, thank you so much for coming today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you, Stu.
God bless you. You better be on Team God. You better get right with Jesus. You better fight like hell, and you better get a gun. Don't get caught slipping without a gun. Everybody needs to be carrying a gun. I say it every day on the program. I'm going to say it again right now. Your permit to carry is the Second Amendment, period. Get a gun. Go to GunsAmerica.com. GunsAmerica.com is the nation's most trusted online platform for buying and selling guns. Whether you're a private party or a dealer, nobody has better rates. Nobody's more reliable. Nobody's more proven than GunsAmerica.com, celebrating 25 years in business. Join the 1.2 million really smart people who have signed up at GunsAmerica.com because they realize it's more than just buying and selling guns. Hunting stuff, places to hunt 365 days a year with Hunt 365. Plus, you're going to get in-the-field experts providing reviews on different firearms, long guns, shotguns, handguns. What's the best home defense for you, personal protection for you, all of those things at GunsAmerica.com, celebrating 25 years in business. Go sign up right now. Get a $10 coupon in your email automatically towards your next gun purchase. And speaking of fees for guns purchasing, anything within 50 miles of your home, absolutely free. No transaction fee for local sales at GunsAmerica.com. Go there right now. Sign up. Get a gun. GunsAmerica.com. Again, GunsAmerica.com. Well, Karen Kingston is a biotech analyst that's appeared on this show multiple times, revealing patents connected to the bioweapon shots that are being falsely referred to as safe and effective COVID vaccines. Today, she says that she has evidence that the vaccine is wiping out people's immune systems altogether and causing them to develop HIV-like symptoms. Remarkable claims, and she joins us now. Karen, thank you so much for coming. What did you find?
Thank you for having me. I've been researching this for quite some time now. So let's just start with the evidence of the symptoms, and then we'll go into the evidence that the vaccine produces the spike protein that contains HIV glycoprotein 120, and that explains why these symptoms are happening. So there was actually a study in Tel Aviv of 469 patients who had rheumatic disease, so like arthritis, and they never had herpes before. And within 2 days to 2 weeks after the first or second dose, a percentage of them had developed herpes. It was 6 out of this group, none in the placebo. What many people maybe don't remember is that herpes is one of the first signs of a depleted immune system. And the most common symptom of HIV virus today is actually something called Kaposi sarcoma associated herpes. And Kaposi sarcoma is a type of skin lesion or cancer, but this KS associated herpes is skin lesions throughout your mouth. So a lot of nurses are talking about the people that are injected and double injected have these massive skin lesions throughout their mouths. So these breakthrough herpes are signs of a depleted immune system. Again, the number one sign of someone who has HIV. Also in VAERS, there's over 10,000 cases of shingles, breakthrough cases of herpes zoster. That number is closer probably to 100,000 or even 1 million. So these are some symptoms. Other symptoms are having opportunistic infections, such as respiratory infections. HIV, people developed something called MAC, Mycobacterium Avian Complex. This was a very strange form of a respiratory disease. Why? Because it was caused by the excrement from worms. So it created this super infection in their bodies. So these are some of the things that we're seeing, as well as depletion in CD4 counts for people that have been vaccinated, which is also one of the number one indications that you are having this human immunodeficiency virus symptoms. So these are some of the symptoms that people are seeing. And so what I discovered, this is actually a few months ago, is that the codon, the sequence for HIV glycoprotein 120 is in the spike protein. It's called CGG. Okay, so it's that CGG sequence. And in actually June of this year, the Wall Street Journal did an article on this. And what they said is that double CGG is suppressed naturally. The opposite is true in laboratory work. The insertion sequence of choice is the double CGG. What does this mean? It means it's not a naturally occurring genetic code. And scientists put it into chimeric gain of function viruses intentionally for two reasons. One, they know then they marked it with their code and they can track it. But what's more alarming is that when the spike glycoprotein was released, it was actually sequenced by a number of scientists in India in January of this year. And they found 4 insertions of HIV in the spike glycoprotein. 4. And HIV spike glycoprotein 120, what it does is it completely depletes your CD4 cells.
This might be why India just rejected these shots and handed out ivermectin and have virtually zero COVID in India.
Exactly. And what's more alarming is that there's a number of studies, and I'm going to share one study with your viewers right now. One study that was done in 2004, and you see the usual suspects, an NIH-sponsored study. It's done with folks at Harvard. It's done with an AIDS research organization. It's done with Berlin, and it's done out of a Peking University in China. And what they did was they took coronavirus, SARS-CoV-1, and they wanted to optimize it for infection and receptor to the ACE2 inhibitor, right? And the way that they did it is they put monkey HIV, simian HIV in there. They used murine mouse leukemia codons. But what's most interesting is they said infection mediation by a spike protein variant whose cytoplasmic domain had been truncated and altered to include a fragment of the cytoplasmic tail of the human immunodeficiency virus type 1 envelope glycoprotein was in both cases more efficient than the wild type spike protein. So by adding HIV glycoprotein 120, they made it more receptive to the A2 and the ACE2 receptors in your heart, lungs, and kidneys, as well as to your T cells, your CD4 cells, to annihilate them. Now, this is the part when people's jaws are gonna drop. We know CGG is not found in nature, therefore it's patentable. Well, who did all the research on this and who owns it? Well, Dr. Fauci did a number of studies. He paid himself over $11.667 million with US taxpayer dollars between 2014 and 2020 to research using glycoprotein 120 from HIV and integrating it into coronaviruses. And he patented it. He owns several patents on this. So every time someone's being injected with the synthetic mRNA, producing the Wuhan-HU-1 spike glycoprotein, Fauci is making a dime.
He needs to go to jail. This guy absolutely has to go to jail. I just don't know of any other thing that needs to happen right now. This guy needs to go to jail. And there are lawmakers that have the sway to send him to jail. I don't know why they're not doing this. Senator Ron Johnson, Senator Rand Paul, they absolutely have the ability to have this guy indicted. He has to be indicted. He has to go to jail. I mean,
I agree with you. This isn't a matter of interrogating Dr. Fauci. The evidence is there that this man is a global genocidal sociopath, and he's caused the death of millions of American adults and children, and he's also induced autoimmune disease. Keep in mind, RNA, the coronavirus, whether it was synthetically made or whether it's a human infected, it's an unstable virus. Children never get infected. What the scientists did in collaboration with Dr. Fauci is they took an unstable virus, encapsulated it into a biosphere, added chimeric gain of function weaponization of this virus, injected into human bodies, and told them this was safe and effective. Meanwhile, a child who would have no chance of ever getting infected with this is now injected with a bioweapon. It hijacks their perfectly healthy, balanced, in order immune system so that they actually produce a disease causing spike glycoprotein and wipes out their immune system so they develop autoimmune disease, also known as acquired immunodeficiency syndrome or AIDS.
And this includes the 5-year-old kids, by the way, that they're forced jabbing right now in New York before they're allowed to sit down and eat at a restaurant or virtually do anything else at all whatsoever. This is being injected into these kids. They're going to have an immune system that is basically non-functioning, which is why this lifetime subscription, it would seem, of boosters is going to be necessary for these kids. And they're just going to get more and more progressively dangerous with every single injection, are they not?
They are. And this is nothing short than conspiring to commit aggravated assault and murder of children.
Because that even if, and you're the analyst here, so I'm going to ask you, even if the shots are exactly the same, if the booster is the same as the original shot that you were supposed to get, right? Or the second shot. And now we have the third. And soon coming is the fourth and then the fifth. Even if they're all exactly the same, I have to imagine with every single round of injections, all you're doing is damaging more and more of your major organs and compromising your immune system more and more. Is that right? I mean, the more you do a certain thing, the more catastrophic the damage.
Yeah, and we're going to see an onslaught of rare autoimmune diseases, just like we had seen in HIV, just things that people have never seen. In HIV, adults were coming down with cat leukemia. They were coming down again with something called MAC, which is caused by earthworm excrement. They also had major neurological disorders. This is what we're bringing on to the American people and onto our children.
And the common denominator for all of these patients that are presenting with these symptoms when they go to their doctor is that they've all been injected with this bioweapon. So where are these doctors? Why are they not putting two and two together and standing up and saying, hey, there are all kinds of very rare reappearing strange crap going on with these people who have been injected and we need to stop this thing right now? Why aren't the doctors coming forward and speaking out?
I believe there's two reasons. One is they've been financially incentivized to do this. And two, some of them are actually working directly with the World Health Organization. I was on a call yesterday with the medical advisory team to basically discredit any misinformation about vaccines here in San Diego. And one of the doctors there said he had just gotten off a call with the World Health Organization because they're expecting a hepatitis outbreak in America. So this has been bought and paid for. And so the doctors are in collaboration. Another word for collaboration and committing a crime is conspiracy. So they are co-conspirators. And I think they believe that they're safe and they're playing God. And you know, again, this is something that we don't understand. And I think that's the problem is we don't understand. How can Fauci sit there and just lie boldface? Well, this man has a history of it. And keep in mind, sociopaths, they don't have anxiety. They don't get angry and emotionally upset. They don't have it. But in the 1980s, Fauci lied to the American people again about AIDS. And what did he lie about? This is an article that he wrote in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, the CDC, about AIDS. And there was a 20-month-year-old boy who developed HIV and AIDS because of a blood transfusion. But what did Fauci say about this? He knew how HIV was transmitted, but he lied to the American people. And he said, the finding of AIDS in infants and children who are household contacts of patients with AIDS or persons with risk for AIDS has enormous implications with regard to the ultimate transmissibility of this syndrome. It's possible that AIDS can be vertically transmitted, which is a lie. Perhaps even more important is the possibility that routine close contact, as within a family household, can spread the disease. If indeed the latter is true, then AIDS takes on an entirely new dimension. Again, I must reiterate the fact that we must be cautious in our acceptance of these infant cases as being truly AIDS. So he was telling people that you could get AIDS from a child who was living with parents with AIDS. We were told to ostracize these people, to ban these people, and to ban these children when he knew darn well how children got infected. They were either sexually abused or it was through a blood transfusion. There was no other way. He was lying to the American people. And lo and behold, his minions are picking up where he left off with SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. In August of this year, in the Journal of the American Medical Association pediatric publication, the title of an article is, "Yes, Children Can Transmit COVID, But We Need Not Fear. Cuddlers, Touchers, and Sitters," by Hall and Douglas, demonstrate that it's interactions between susceptible and infected persons that drive much of the viral transmission. For those who do not recall this study, they discuss how an infant infected with a respiratory virus to an adult caretaker who either sat with the infant on their lap, touched the infant when they laid in the crib, or sat next to the crib can become infected. This is disgusting. We know children don't get infected with the virus. It never gets into their immune system. It never makes it so they actually even have to produce antibodies. And now they're telling grandparents, be afraid of cuddling with your grandchild because your grandchild could infect you with a virus that's going to kill you.
Unbelievable.
He did the same thing in the 1980s with AIDS. This is a repeat out of his playbook.
He's got to go to jail. I want Rand Paul to come on this program and tell us why he's not pushing for this guy to go to jail. Senator Ron Johnson, the invite is open as well. Somebody has to do something. Somebody has to step up right now and take care of this guy. I got to get going here. Karen Kingston, thank you so much. We'll be right back in 60 seconds after this word from Mike Lindell.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product, My Slippers. What makes my slippers different from those other slippers is my exclusive four-layer design. The first layer is MyPillow's patented foam, which will help prevent fatigue and offer you incredible support. My second layer is a memory foam that will give you amazing comfort. And layer three is my patented impact gel that'll help reduce stress on your feet. And layer four is a durable outdoor-indoor sole so you can wear my slippers anywhere, anytime.
Go online or call right now to order your very own pair of the new My Slippers. Use the promo code on your screen and save an incredible 40% off your My Slippers order. You can enjoy My Slippers anytime, anywhere.
What I love most about My Slippers is that I can wear them all day long and not have to change shoes.
I personally guarantee the first time you put them on, they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Give the most of Red Voice Media by going premium. Exclusive behind-the-scenes content. One-on-one extended hard-hitting interviews with Stu Peters. And deep dive investigative reports. All always 100% ad-free when you become a premium member. Always 100% America first. True conservative values. Action-based reporting with courage. 100% ad-free content, including the headlines mainstream media won't touch. Uncensored. Unafraid. Unstoppable. Red Voice Media.com/premium. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium.
Well, FEMA camps used to be the big conspiracy theory of the 1990s. The federal government would declare martial law after some big disaster. Might be real, might be fake, might be a false flag. And then it would swoop in, arrest patriots and dissidents, and ship them off to concentration camps erected by FEMA. It was all a pretty loopy theory. Or maybe not. In the former democracy of Australia, we're now seeing large-scale prison camps built in the name of stopping coronavirus. This is not radical right-wing conspiracy theory tinfoil hat stuff, folks. Prison camps are actually being built on what was once an entire continent-sized prison colony. Outside the city of Darwin, authorities are running a 2,000-person prison camp at Howard Springs. Or as one defender online says, it's not a concentration camp, it's an internment camp. Whatever. People are being sent to this camp against their will, even if they test negative for the virus. They're being dragged from their homes physically, if necessary. Haley Hodgson is a 26-year-old Australian of normal weight. In other words, a person at no danger from COVID-19. After a friend of hers tested positive, though, police drove up to her door and forced her to spend 2 weeks imprisoned at this camp. Quote, police officers blocked my driveway. I walked out and I said, what's going on? Are you guys here to test me for COVID? What's happening? They said, no, you're getting taken away and you have no choice. You're going to Howard Springs. And then off she went. She didn't have Ebola or AIDS. She didn't have any disease at all, actually. But they still locked her up away from her friends, away from her family, away from her home for 2 weeks. One group particularly victimized by this totalitarianism is Australia's Aboriginal community, which is clustered in northern Australia. Some Aboriginal supporters report that Aborigines are being literally hunted down, chased, pinned to the ground, and force vaccinated against their will, while others are being forcibly imprisoned in this camp at Howard Springs. Mark Aldridge is an Australian who's campaigned on behalf of Australia's Aborigines. He sat at the Lower Council in Canberra, Australia's capital, and he joins us now. Mark, thank you for coming.
Good morning, Mike. It's good to see you.
So, I mean, Australia is a country that most Americans look at, and what they know of it is kangaroos and an amazing outdoor environment, Steve Irwin, a great place to go vacation to. But what's really happening in Australia right now is much more cynical, much darker than that.
It's very hard to comprehend what's happening here, and the misinformation is being extensive. So the things you're talking about, and we're talking about now, you won't see on the mainstream media, and so the average person really has trouble comprehending what we're going through. In the case of the Aboriginal people, we're finding they have settlements or they have areas of land that have been given back to them, and of course, then that's meant to be protected. And of course, you've got the army, the actual army going into those areas on behalf of the Western Australian government and taking people away from their families and putting them in internment camps. The problem we have is we know this is happening from leaked reports, but we can't get in touch with those people. We don't know what's happening to those people. And then the government will come up and they'll put somebody that they've decided will be a member, you know, someone that they will say is a leader of the community that's caught. And then they'll come out and say, oh, no, everything's fine. They're doing what's needed to support these people. But obviously, we don't have this happening to everybody in Australia yet, but we know these internment camps are being built, and we know that they're getting built continuously at the moment in most states.
Do you think that what this is like a testing ground that they're using in the Northern Territories with the Aboriginals so that they can move this into more densely populated areas and start imprisoning anybody who is dissident or who doesn't want these shots being referred to as vaccines?
I believe that's the case. We're all a little bit frightened by that. We've seen across Australia, people, not myself yet, I've been silenced on social media by big tech and everything, as you expect. We've seen a lot of activists being arrested. We're holding the biggest protest rallies our country's seen, and those people that are promoting or looking up, getting those meetings going and those rallies going are also being arrested as well.
So what is the overall response from Australians across the entire country? I mean, are people starting to really rise up and demand that this nonsense stops immediately? Or are a lot of them laying down because you've been largely disarmed in Australia?
I think it's a two-way street. We've got lots of people starting to rally in the streets. We've got a lot of people trying to be activists. Unfortunately, the beginning of those rallies, we saw pushback from the police, we saw violence from the police. And a lot of people got very frightened by that. We saw a lot of elderly Australians pushed to the ground and assaulted by police. A frightening situation for us over here. And a lot of people are scared to speak up. A lot of people are not so much laying down. Some are. I think some are laying down more so for misinformation. But we've also got a lot of people wanting to stand up but are frightened. And in fact, I shared a very small video and some information on the supposed vaccine. And some of the fear campaign that they're now releasing in Australia, they're wanting now to vaccinate our five to 11 year old children. And the pushback from parents is massive. But people are frightened to even talk about it on social media at the moment. And that's just a dreadful outcome for Australian freedom.
So what's going on in the Aboriginal communities? What does the actual picture look like there?
Frightened. A lot of them are frightened. We've heard, the rumours are we've heard people running away. We've heard of young children in the community being offered $700-$800 to get the shot to try and promote the shot through there. We know that people are missing. We can't get in contact with them. We know that they, without doubt, they've been going door to door in the Aboriginal communities and trying to coerce them into getting the jab. And then, of course, on top of that, if they believe there could be a sickness anywhere in any community, rather than having them locked down in their homes, like they've been doing across Australia, they're actually grabbing these people and taking them away and putting them into internment camps. There's even been some escapes from those internment camps we've been hearing. But, of course, it's all third hand. They don't seem to have the normal flow of information from video cameras and things like that coming out, you know, from video phones. So something really untoward is happening out there.
Yeah. Is there any truth to the rumor that they actually shut down the internet? They turned off communications for that community?
I believe that's the case. They've been doing that also at rallies. So we've been at rallies in the past. We try and do lives from those rallies, you know, as activists. And we're finding we're having internet issues. And I know that in Victoria and South Australia, they've done that in the past as well.
So this Howard Springs prison camp that everybody said was a conspiracy theory. We first talked on this program months ago about the fact that they were going to start having these Camp COVIDs all over the place that are very reminiscent of Nazi Germany, 1930s Germany, locking people up of a certain caste, a certain class. And that's exactly what's happening. That is reality. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a 2,000-person prison camp in Australia where people, healthy people, people that have nothing to worry about with this virus at all whatsoever, are being locked up against their will. I mean, that's correct. That's an accurate statement, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. And it's not just one. They're building them all over Australia at the moment. They're still continuing to build them. And they're trying to say it's for our safety. And of course, people are starting to find out about this and getting very, very upset. I mean, for someone like me getting calls from people frightened, you know, families frightened, families divided. It's we can't leave, we can't do anything about it. You know, and I don't want to go off topic, Stu, but they're not even allowing people now. The doctors are actually being told by our federal government not to write exemptions. So people that are really at risk in this shot aren't even given the right to do something about it. And I know that firsthand. I was at my cardiologist yesterday, and he advised me not to get the shot, not that I would have. You know, I have my own personal choice I've made, and I can't even get an exemption. So we really are in a bad place at the moment. And I'm frightened that they'll just keep going. Because each morning we wake up to this and we hear something new and we don't know, we can't believe it's happening. The next day it's worse, the next day it's worse. And now they're targeting children. You know, obviously parents are quite frightened by this.
Well, they're targeting our children here in the United States as well. I don't know how much of that you see in the media there.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I think for people like myself and a lot of the senior activists and political activists, we've always been just based on the freedom side of the aspect of, you know, the free choice aspect. But I think now we're becoming very, very anti now that it's become our children.
And well, this is conspiracy theory. This is actually happening. I'm out of time here. But this is actually happening in Australia. Yeah. A democracy that is set up very similar to the United States of America up until just recently, where this complete tyrannical communist overtaking, this oppression has began to take grip on the entire continent down under. And you guys are in our prayers every single day. We're going to continue to get updates from you because we value the information that's coming out there and we support you 100%. In Jesus' name, we're going to pray for you constantly. Mark Aldridge, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Meanwhile, here in the United States, there's an organization that's taking the fight right to these tyrants. Boots on the Ground, Soldiers at War, the Vaccine Police. I support this group, and I really hope that you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com and give if you possibly can. If you have anything to spare at all, give it to the Vaccine Police. They're becoming largely successful in making people aware of this bioweapon and the dangers associated with these injections and how deadly these shots are. They're putting up billboards in these major metropolitan areas, which is forcing local media to cover the existence of the billboard itself. People that don't know are waking up because of the efforts of the Vaccine Police. Christopher Key is speaking in front of lawmakers. He's speaking in front of petty tyrants on school boards, hospital administrators. Why are you killing our people? Why are you doing this? Why are you putting them in remdesivir and slamming them on ventilators and killing them, keeping them separated from their friends and their family and their loved ones? He's confronting pharmacists serving him with Nuremberg notifications. I mean, this guy is hard at work all over the country, driving everywhere in his car to confront these people and be right in their faces, and he's successful, but he needs funding. Please go to vaccine-police.com and help fund his efforts if possible. Vaccine-police.com. I support this organization. I'm proud to support this organization. I will continue to support this organization, and I hope that you will join me. Go to vaccine-police.com, look at everything that he video documents, and please donate if you can at vaccine-police.com. We get up every day, we go to work to earn a buck. That's what the normal middle American blue collar hardworking person does. And it's a lot easier, it would seem, to get involved with criminal activity or activity that hurts people. The money seems to come easier for crooks, doesn't it? That's why Direction, a company called Direction, is using exchange traded funds to now invest solely into mRNA technology. That's the subject of today's Money Minute with Carlos Cortez, who joins us now. So I'm reading here that this company is now going to allow investors to take advantage of the technology that's being used to inject this bioweapon into millions of innocent and unsuspecting people.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, all the awesome doctors you've had on the show, including Dr. Jane, they have eloquently spoken on the mRNA technology when it comes to the vaccine. I don't believe in it. That's my personal opinion through the research you have done. And I appreciate you sounding an alarm on that, but I'm sounding an alarm on, hey, there's a line for ethics and there's a line for money. And so I don't like when they collide. Here at my firm, we do not invest in gambling or any adult industry. And we're definitely not going to invest in mRNA technology, because look at all the athletes that have died worldwide. Look at your tape on the bottom of the show where we have all these COVID deaths. And it's terrible because now so many people are going to get so attracted to this because they're going to cite hey, we have a cure for, you know, AIDS. We have a therapy for cancer and cystic fibrosis and other diseases such as Lyme disease. How attractive does that sound? It does sound attractive to get rid of those things using this mRNA technology, which is the same technology that is, it's almost like a transhuman thing.
It's disastrous. And yes, it's killing athletes, but it's also killing kids. And the inventor of this mRNA technology, Robert Malone, says this is not what it's supposed to be used for. These things are absolutely dangerous. They're deadly. And we've made it our life's work here at the Stu Peters Show to make sure that everybody is aware. We will get on the tallest steeple of the biggest building anywhere that we can go, climb the highest mountain with the loudest bullhorn to make sure that people are aware that this stuff is completely dangerous. And I have big ups to you for not being involved with this company direction. Absolutely awful. Anything for a buck, it would seem. Not at Cortez Wealth Management. Sign up for the class. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com or visit them online and book an appointment directly at CortezWM.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar.